Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. It's so great to have all of you tuning us in and turning us on. I'll tell you why. I've been waiting to have this show with Doug. And the reason I've been waiting to have this show with Doug is because you all asked for it. And I'm going to tell you what this means. Over the past 20 years, this is our 20th year, and we are going to have a lot of celebration going on here shortly. But over the past 20 years, especially 6 months into doing what I call positive talk 20 years ago, and pretty much had everybody in the industry laugh. But then I came down with a mystery disease. And what that did for me is it set me on a path trajectory. It changed the direction of the show, changed the people that I was interviewing. And what I understood about being positive centric was that you find things from all walks of life. Here's what I found. Amongst so many things to help me heal, fantastic naturopaths. When all of the doctors said they didn't know what it was, just take care of the pain. Amongst all of that, I was introduced to silver. Now, not the kind you wear on your neck, although I got some of that going on right here, but I was introduced to silver. And there is a popular term that I think is misused, but I'm going to say it anyway, because we're going to talk about what it is or what it isn't. But many of you know the term colloidal silver. And for almost 18 years, you have heard me talk about it, but you've also heard me in search of finding a product that could do what I needed it to do in the way I needed it to do better than anything I had tried in 18 years. And I found one, and I found it, and I found Doug. Today, you're going to have, not just today in this show, but we're going to do a series on this. We also are going to show you how this works. And this is especially for you, Linda and Karen, who I am just constantly telling about this, who absolutely doesn't understand how it works. This show is for you. Let me tell you about Doug for a minute, though, and you're going to hear why I'm excited. And we got some really cool things we're going to show and tell you. Doug Godkin is joining me here today. Amio Life, what is that? You're going to hear about that. But what you're going to hear about is a grade and a quality of silver, not just how it works, but the quality. The grade of silver that we're talking about is 4 times better than anything I tried. But I'm not going to explain that to you because I'm not the science. Today, throughout the show, you're going to hear about why this supplement is overlooked. Now, anybody ever listens to my shows, I've been talking about it mostly unintelligently for about 18 years. But what I've been telling you about it is how instrumental it was in helping me go from a dying body to a body that you see today. And why? Why did that happen? Well, you're not going to hear from me. You're going to hear from a most incredible person who's dedicated about something making the most positive impact on your health, offering something special to all of you. And we'll tell you about that in a minute, because every show we do is pay it forward. And so what Doug has put together and his team has put together is in the spirit of that. Doug, it is so great to have you here. I'm excited.
Thank you. Thank you. And I, you know what? I've been excited since that first time we spoke, and it's like, yeah, like just counting down the days, yeah, until we could, you know, be here and share with the people that are listening, and not this to be a rah-rah kind of, buy a product kind of discussion, by no means that, but just an educational, and we just connected on so many different levels. So I'm truly hoping that we can pass that connection on to whoever's listening to us today.
You know, I think that's true for you. For me, I am the one that says, I'm a rah-rah by the product. If you hear something today that you fit, I want you to call. I want you to call Doug. And the reason I say rah-rah, I've done this before about things that I know have worked. Now, am I a medical doctor? I'm not. So I want to be very clear about that. I'm coming from my experience of this, the results of it, what it's done for me. And I do believe I'm here alive today because of it. No one could figure out, except my naturopath, Dr. Darvish, nobody else could figure out how they were going to get my cells to work again. Now, we don't know enough about this. Now, I got to tell you this other thing, though, Doug. 3 years ago, when we started that journey, I was all over this for people. I mean, I just said, look, this is what I'm doing. This is my protocol. Email me if you have any questions. Watch my progress. Watch what I'm doing. But I'm not the scientist. I'm not the educator you are. Why, from where you sit looking at me today, and we're going to have some fun things, I can't explain to people how it worked for me. So that's where you come in. I'd love for you to talk about this, but also we have to debunk the fear around it. I was one of those people. When my naturopath talked about it, I mean, honestly, and then I didn't understand it. But where is the fear coming from on this, Doug?
So the fear is coming from, one, a lot of propaganda information, let's say, that's been put out there. Because silver is a very highly effective property at what it does. So, but also in what it does, it's a threat to the larger institutions that make a huge amount of money selling the other side of health, right? So, and I'm not a doctor either, so I'm not going to pretend to be a doctor, but I'm just going to speak about common sense science, and hopefully the people that are listening will pick up on what we're saying. So what we do know, and what studies have shown, and there's thousands and thousands of studies to prove this out, is silver naturally combats yeast, bacteria, fungus, and mold, right?
Yep. That's not the research.
Exactly. That's the research saying it. That's thousands of doctors and scientists that have conducted studies to do so. So we'll just address your question quickly on the fear of silver for a second. One of it's a lot of propaganda, but two, if somebody was to go to Dr. Google, for instance, and type in colloidal silver, there would be a lot of scathing articles about it can turn you blue and it can cause argyria and this kind of thing. So let's address that. When silver is made incorrectly, yes, that can happen. Because when silver is made incorrectly, what happens is you'll end up with a very large particle of silver that will float down to the bottom of a jar or a bottle or whatever that silver is made in, right? So large particle of silver floating and settling to the bottom of a jar, right? Nobody can say, hey, that's not happening, because it does happen. So then what happens is somebody shakes that up and they consume it. Well, if you consume that too often over too long a period of time, those large particles of silver can get embedded in the fat molecules and start to cause what's the graying or discoloring of the skin. And that's called argyria. So that's not a myth. That's not in anything. That's absolutely truthful, and that can happen. But that's the older forms of colloidal silver. And I hate to say it, but that's what happens when colloidal silver is made at home with very inexpensive equipment that's taking 9-volt batteries and very low voltage of power to take these silver rods and break the silver particles off the silver rods. Am I poo-pooing on colloidal silver? No, I'm just telling the truth about, in a lot of cases, how it's made incorrectly. So what we've advanced to today, and I'm going to say the modern advancements in silver, is I'm sure a lot of people have heard of nanosilver technology or nanoparticles.
Nano, yep.
Exactly. And that's a big buzz out in the industry. For everybody to understand and know, nanoparticles isn't something to be afraid of with what people were putting into their arms over the last couple of years. But nanotechnology is actually just a different word for particle size, okay? So what we've done is we've taken a very, very small particle size, and we'll say that measures under 100 nanometers, which means that you could take thousands of silver molecules and put them on the head of this pen. Okay, that's how small they are. Then what we've done is we've actually embedded those silver molecules into water molecules, which means they're stuck in, they're energetically bonded within the water molecule, meaning that they will never settle to the bottom of the bottle. They'll stay suspended the entire time. And what we've done is actually we use a structured water, and you've heard of distilled water, you've heard of purified water. Well, structured water is, I'm going to say, not man-made water, but it's the most natural form of water. If you could imagine water running down a river, right? That's going to be structured water. That's picking up the proper minerals from rocks, and it's pooling and it's vortexing and it's alive. So we take that structured water, and a structured water molecule actually looks like a diamond. It's called a tetrahedral shape. And we actually are able to bond a silver molecule to each corner of that water molecule, meaning each water molecule gets four silver molecules. So what that means is it's going to stay in suspension. It's going to continually recharge itself the entire time, it's in the bottle, but at the entire time it's dispersing throughout the body as well. So that's the absolute most modern form of silver that's available today.
Yeah. And I mean, this is really what we're talking about, is this show, at least this first show, is at least for me to share my personal experience. And that's all I can do. There are other people that will be able to talk about other experiences. Certainly if people go to your website, let's give out your website. If people go to your website, they can find out for themselves, because you're right up front with telling people and having people show up and say what works and what doesn't. And what we're going to demonstrate when we come back from break is the science of this. We're going to show people, you're going to do I'd love the show and tell on this. We're going to do the show and tell. And then today, later on in the show, we're going to tell you how it works, because this was the greatest mystery for me. You know, many people don't understand how it works. And thank you for bringing up the information that's out there and why it's out there. Because I've never said in 20 years to go down a pathway where you haven't qualified any product. I don't care what it is, silver or anything. You have to really, people want to take shortcuts. They want to get it from other places. And that is what we know leads to strange effects. So we're going to talk about this. We're also going to talk about the quality factor. The other thing, Doug, that I was really impressed with what y'all are doing is, which I didn't know. See, I didn't know that not all silver was alike. That's what we're going to talk about today, too. But when we come back from break, we're going to talk about and show you what's the best way for people to find out more about you. You have so much information. How do they get it?
Excellent. I look forward to that.
All right. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Unlimited Mindset, how to have more success, time, freedom, and peace of mind every first and third Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Your host, Camilla Kahlberg, helps you create a great life in an easier way. Learn the why, what, and how of conscious awareness. Shift what no longer serves you. Camilla knows firsthand what results you can achieve when you commit yourself. To learn more, visit KahlbergCoaching.com.
Tune in to Maximum Resilience with me, Kelly Bazzani, your ally for addiction, the first Monday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join us and engage in this epic journey of how to own your power and change your perception of addiction while we revolutionize the approach that ensures mental health as we address a worldwide epidemic. Take the steps that lead you towards an incredible life of maximum resilience. We do recover. Visit MyResilienceCoach.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is the show that I promised that we would start to do. Over the past, I want to say 18 months, many of you have asked me to really do more about silver. And I'm not the expert. I'm the user. I can only tell you from my experience what shifted. If you give me a point in time that goes back to 2004, I can pinpoint the year. I can pinpoint the protocol. I can pinpoint what happened. I can pinpoint what didn't happen. I can pinpoint what happened, you know, when I was, you know, prescribed a large amount of it. But in the end, I know what happened in the end and why it has become such a staple in my home. Especially over the past 3 years. We are not making any claims to that. This is education information. And I will introduce some research, empirical research, throughout the show today, because I think it's important to understand the spectrum of antimicrobial activity and that spectrum and how it's associated with the silver we're talking about. But I want to get back to something you said. But before we go, give everybody your website. Let people know how they can kind of follow along with us.
www.ameolife.com. That's www.ameolife.com.
Yeah, A-M-E-O, life. Don't forget the life, L-I-F-E.com. Don't forget that. Okay, ameolife.com. We'll mention it throughout, and I think Colton's probably putting something up on the screen for all y'all. Here was my thing. I thought all silver's alike. Now, I don't know why I thought that. Nobody told me that. But you all have educated me. Can you please explain to people the various ways that silver differs?
Yeah, particle size is a big one. You've got colloidal silver. You've got what we've got is a pH-balanced alkaline structured silver. You've heard of ionic silvers, nano silvers. And to be honest with you, a lot of those silvers are all kind of the same thing. They're all technically a colloidal silver because a colloidal silver is, when you think of colloid, you think of molecule. So a lot of different companies, and including us in what we're doing, have renamed silver a little bit to give a better understanding to what it is. So when we say with our silver, for instance, we're pH balanced alkaline structured silver, what that means is we're an alkaline silver. So we're the only silver out there that's an alkaline, okay? That's very, very important for the body and for the immune system because internally we want to introduce alkaline properties internally into our body so that it's accepted by the immune system. So the unfortunate thing is the other silvers on the market are an acidic property silver. Are they bad? No, not at all. We're just different. And I'd say we're more advanced being able to get a silver that's an alkaline into the body. Structured. So there's the pH balanced alkaline. Structured means that we're using structured water as compared to purified water or distilled water. And our philosophy in how we embrace supplement manufacturing and supplement research is we believe that the world is designed to celebrate health and celebrate healing, right? So we, as the individuals providing this product, we want to get everything into our products, whether it's the silver or the other products we produce, as they came from the earth. Right? We don't want to sort of play manipulator in the middle of that formulation or in the middle of that ingredient saying, hey, if we change this or adjust that or do that differently, we'll make it better. No, let's get it into the body as it was in its purest, most natural state, because we know that it's not a supplement that's actually going to heal somebody. It's the supplement that's going to give the body what the body is missing for the body to heal itself, right? So when we hear people making all sorts of claims about supplements and saying, hey, such and such healed me and such fixed me, it's the supplement was able to deliver to the body what the body was missing, right?
Yeah.
And in your case, and what you're talking about in the journey that you've been through is and where silver was played such a significant part in that journey was your body was fighting a lot of things that it needed some help with. And the silver came along and helped your immune system, helped your digestive system, helped your body overcome those things it was fighting. So you were able to start to get onto that healing journey, right?
So
with that, so when we look at pH balanced alkaline and then structured and then the silver, is that's the essentially the definition of how are we going to get silver into the body in the most natural state. And that's alkaline, that's with structured water, that's the most natural water. And then that silver in a very, very small particle size attached to the water molecule, so it gets distributed through the body. It doesn't run itself out of energy. It's completely safe. It doesn't fall out of solution. And it remains active the entire time that it's in the body. And all of that is what makes it a different and more advanced form of getting silver to the body that hasn't been done before.
Yeah, I love this. And I stay on top of this because I'm a researcher at heart. But I love this. Even as recently, and let me just talk about this because this directly relates to what was going on in my body. And this is something I think people praise. So there was a study that came out in February, and you all can go take a look at it. It was a colloidal study, a silver study on macrophage infections and biofilms, and the atypical mycobacteria. But I want to talk about the biofilms, because biofilms, if you don't know what they are, you go back to all the shows I did on Lyme Talk Radio, you can go look it up, look up what a biofilm is. I don't know, Doug maybe can tell you. But this report, and this is research, it's not like I think. So whether it's the YouTube people that are monitoring this show or whoever it is, I just want to be very clear. It's a published article, it's open access, February 2, 2023. What I loved about this article is the way they walked you through it. Now, there's a lot of math and a lot of science here that I'm not going to bore people with. But these folks that studied this, and I will tell you, Fazy, Cooksley, Ramazanapour, these people, all of them, like listed over there, these people had studied this before, but they decided to come back. And what you're finding now in the science, and I will talk to this, but even the concentration they use, what was the concentration of what you said that the products we're talking about? What is the PPM?
30 parts per million.
Okay. Is that like 3? What is the abbreviation for that?
300 mcg.
Yeah. So when somebody says the concentration of 3 pp.
3?
Put that 3. Give me the 3.
That would be 3 mcg, so 3 micrograms.
Teeny.
Extremely.
Yeah. 3 ppp reduced. Hello, I can't say it. An M. abscessus infection in microphages significantly. I mean, I'm telling you about results in science here. I'm just telling you. And then they go on, please read this, read this. Then they go on to say, not only that, they talk about an exposure time, a 2-hour exposure time. Why am I bringing the science to it? Because I learned to do that. When somebody tells you that pretty much none of the conventional methods are going to work on your body, we don't know what it is. They do now know what it is now. And that just take a bunch of things. Yeah, take methotrexate. Just take this stuff, prednisone, take it. If you're me and you have Dr. Darvish, you go on a journey to find a cure. That's why we're talking about silver today. Doug and I are not doctors. We're not telling you what to do. Get educated. We're starting with a quality of silver that is so far better than anything I've used. And that's why I asked Doug here. I mean, Doug, look, you know, when I was on this journey, you could hardly find any of this, although we did. Is science catching up?
It is. And we almost have to change our way of thinking a little bit as well, because we've all been trained to think about the health condition that the system has labeled us with, right? And everybody lives to that label of, I've got such and such a condition. But people haven't been trained to say, okay, well, what's the root cause of that condition, right? What is it? Is it a bacterial problem, a fungal problem, a yeast, a parasitic problem? What is it, right? So just to take what you're saying about that study and to think about silver for a second, we go to the periodic table of elements, right? And all of us that are listening today hopefully attended those days in science in high school where the teacher told us about the periodic table of elements. Most of us probably fell asleep, but we were still there. So in the periodic table of elements, silver is the only mineral or the only active in there that's actually missing an electron. You can look at all of the other elements in the periodic table of elements. Silver is missing an electron. Okay, well, why is this important? Why am I talking about it? Because silver is constantly looking. It's all energy. So silver is constantly looking to give and receive electrons to keep itself recharged. So when we look at bad bacteria, when we look at yeast, when we look at fungus, when we look at mold inside and on the body, well, those are electronic properties, right? And silver is able to interact with those to steal that electrical membrane from the center, but that cellular membrane, rupture it and cause it to fall apart. So that's where, if we look at any other form of supplementation or medicine, let's say, it has to work itself from the outside in. It has to work itself, you know, through the protective layers, through the cellular membranes. In this case, we're talking about the biofilms, where silver is able to go to the center, to the electrical, you know, the membrane of that, and cause it to rupture. And that's why silver is so special, so unique. But I'll say it's so efficient in what it does is because it's the only product or the only mineral that's able to do so. And that's so important when we're looking at what we can do to help the body through those times of crisis.
Yeah. I got a question that came in, and thank you all whoever, some of our audience has my cell phone, right?
Excellent.
It's cool. Yes, I'm going to let me address what you said. Yes, this is a study. It's a great study. It's February 2nd, 2023, colloidal silver against macrophage infection. Okay, so let me explain what this is. I'm going to cut it down to just the way I read it. There's a lot of scientific terms. They're pointing out two things. They're pointing out MAIC, and they're talking about MAIC, which is increased. It is Mycobacterium avium intracellular complex. So that's a big scientific term. I'm not a doctor, but go look it up. It's everywhere. And then they're talking about another aspect of it, and which is even more insidious, right? They go along and they talk about MAIC, but they also talk about the two biggies. And what they're saying about these is that both this complex and non-tubulocus mycobacteria, NTM, along with this is what they targeted for this study. So the only reason I'm bringing it up, because I got a question. Thank you, Suzanne, for your question. The question that I was asked is, what did they target in the study? Now, this show is not all about that, but I just want to say this study targeted the beasts. They did. And if you read this, they're going to tell you what the species are. They're going to tell you that these things they studied, including the biofilm association and the infections, what these guys are saying is, we have seen a rise in these, and our science says antibiotics did not work for them. So there, Suzanne, that's all the questions I think I'm going to have time to take today on that, but go read the article. What we're talking about, Doug, is you've been battling this, and so have I. I mean, I have to be a little laugh. It's kind of a little laughable for me, kind of, because I was talking about this before anybody monitored the airwaves, and you know what I'm saying. And we were talking about this, but the science didn't show it. Here you all come along. And now what you've created is one of the highest qualities. I want to take a minute when we come back from break, and I want to hear from you. What are the people that you know, people that have bought your products? I'd like to dive a little bit deeper. I want to hear what they have to say. You all could go look up the science and the research on your own. It's right there. This is empirical research. This article is one, but the notations in here on previous, Doug and I could spend 4 hours just reading this thing. It's like, and I just get Colton to come over there and like put up the tables and the charts. We might do another show like that. But this is about bacterial growth inhibition. This is one of the things they're talking about. This is about, I'm reading from the article, folks. This is biofilm. Ready for it? Wait for it, Doug. Wait for it. Eradication. What? What? How can we do that? Why is this important for me? Because if you had what I had, you'll know I had one of the worst stages of Lyme disease that anybody has ever lived through. There's a handful of us back then that any of us ever lived through to be able to talk about it. Most people die. And I'm going to tell you, when I learned about this, and I'm not saying this is just for Lyme, but I'm telling you, those little buggers, they create these little films and they just hide in there. And then you put the antibiotics in and then they're like, oh, can't find me. Why do we need to get to them? We'll do that in another show. When we come back, why are Doug and I so happy? Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Is it time you finally did that thing you've always wanted to do, or did it way better, or fixed that problem you've been having for ages? It is time to build something incredible with Sam Bell as your coach, educator, and healer. You've heard her on the Angel Empowerment Show, and she is committed to helping you to stop existing and start living. Book coaching, healing, or angel card sessions at sambellinspired.com.
Are you living life in full expression? Join me, Beth Wolf, on Life in Full Expression each Monday at noon Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn how to explore, elevate, expand, and live your best life, discover the seven dimensions of life blueprint of expression. Get ready to fully express, develop your limitless capacity, and experience amazement to become an igniter and inspire. Visit BethWolf.com to discover the dynamic coaching of Life in Full Expression.
Have you lost sight of who you truly are? Thought leader Linda Lamp is here to help. She illuminates the divine within and walks you through the walls of illusion that hide the truth about your true nature. With her help, you can realize your true self, become a force for good, and create heaven on earth. The Internal Divinity Show, uplifting and illuminating the divine in your life. Second Tuesday of every month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Okay, before we get going, Doug, two things. I want to make sure we get everybody to your website because we're going to talk about some of the things you have there. And I've got a couple of questions and we've got questions coming in for sure. But the other thing that's important is we have a pay it forward program. So anybody that's interested in, we want to know what you all have put together for them if they purchase some of this.
Yeah, we've got a 20% discount code. I think it's Dr. Pat 20 or Pat 20. Did you have that written down there on what we have for the promo code?
Yeah, hang on. I'll be looking that up in a minute. I thought you were talking about my age.
Okay. Oh, no. Well, so www.ameolife.com, www.ameolife.com. Our phone number is right at the top of the website as well.
Yeah, please. It just says Dr. Pat is the code in my notes.
Okay, Dr. Pat, D-R-P-A-T. It will save anybody 20% on their purchase as well.
Yeah. And if you call over there, just tell them that.
Exactly. Say Dr. Pat sent you.
Yeah. And you know, a part of this, maybe you want to call over because you don't know what to really look at. And we're going to look at that right now. And I think, Colton, you're going to be able to bring up their site as we do this too. One of the things that I wanted to really get to about this is that I take this very seriously, but I also like to have a little fun. So I had a goal, Doug. My goal, of course, was to get better. But I had another goal. My other goal was to be able to play championship table tennis again. And I could barely walk. I had so much pain. There wasn't a painkiller on the planet that was going to help me. So I didn't bother. I found a topical solution, Toprosin, love it, Lou Paradise, worked. And I found silver through Dr. Darvish. Now, I just won 3 gold medals last summer, and I'm getting ready to go to the Nationals. I am somebody that was told, your cells have stopped working. I gained 50 to 75 pounds. My body just stopped. Did I do other things? I did. But silver was a mainstay. So let's have some fun. I want people to know what you all have created. Everything from a mouthwash, because these things were not available to me. I had one choice for silver. That was it. Come on, tell us.
Oh, we've got a mouthwash.
I can't believe that.
And in anything that we produce or bring to our customers is brought forward with one goal. And that is to be chemical-free, preservative-free, toxin-free. But there's a lot of companies that will say that, you know, and they'll say, oh, we stand for all this great stuff, and we stand for the planet, and we stand for the environment, and we stand for all this kind of stuff. Well, then you get into and you look at their product and you read their ingredients decks, and you're like, well, you don't stand for anything. Like, it's all a bunch of lip service. So with our products and what we want to, because like I say, what I was saying earlier is a health supplement doesn't heal the body. A health supplement gives the body what the body needs so the body can heal itself. So with that being said, we want to make sure that there's nothing in our product that can hold the body back from healing itself. Preservatives and toxins and, you know, fillers and all this kind of stuff, because those things are substances that the digestive system has to break down, or they're substances that the body doesn't recognize, and they contribute to immune problems and these kind of things. So we just want to stay clear of all of it and just bring the most natural forms of supplementation to the body. So back to the mouthwash for a second, 100% natural, silver, trace minerals, peppermint essential oil. It's a mouthwash that's actually safe enough that you can swallow it. And as compared to the grocery store brands of mouthwash where you contact poison control if it's in your mouth longer than 30 seconds, this is a completely safe, natural mouthwash, rinse, we'll call it.
And I want to say this to everybody listening. We're giving you our experience and experience from where Doug sits, from his clients. If you are thinking about doing something like this and you're working with a physician, you need to just check in with your physician. You need to do the smart things and the common sense things. I worked with a physician. And so this is an area where if you've been thinking, I've not gotten a lot of relief. But the idea of the mouthwash is fascinating, because you explained something to me, Doug, that I did not understand. And I tried to explain it to Linda, who's going to be listening here, Linda and Karen. One of the greatest misconceptions on silver was the fact that people think it absorbs. Like if I drink, honestly, Linda will call me in the morning. She's my best friend. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting ready to have a little shot of silver. And so they don't understand how silver works in the body. And I think this is part of the confusion about it, right?
Yeah, and it's never a matter of silver absorbing into the body.
Yeah.
Silver getting stuck in the body.
Oh, so, there you go.
So like we talked about at the very beginning of this episode, was when silver is made incorrectly and you've got those large silver molecules that settle to the bottom of the bottle, and when you consume that, you know, that it can get stuck in the body. It's not going to pass through the body. So somebody will label that as silver's being absorbed.
Yes.
Well, it's not an absorption problem. It's a stuck problem, right? It gets stuck in the fat cells. Whereas if you do silver correctly, and, you know, we haven't just been doing this for a couple of weeks. We've been doing this for many, many, many years, and we've never had one adverse reaction whatsoever to the product. And we're talking 15, 20 years of producing this. So the silver passes through the body in approximately 12 hours as it gets urinated out. And, you know, good water, good hydration, getting things moving keeps it moving because we've got that silver molecule bonded within the water molecule. But then we're a very, very, very small nano-sized silver particle, like I say, that you could put thousands of particles on the head of a pen, right? So we're not dealing, like I say, with an absorption problem. We're dealing with an adequate silver from the past that can have a get stuck in the body problem. It doesn't get cleansed and flushed out.
Yeah. What I love is this dialogue that's going on now. So let me tell you what I mean. There's you and me, right? Because people may not know why you're doing what you're doing. They may not know what your commitment is or why you're here and why you make sure the quality of what you send out is the best. And I think we should talk about that. And I think they know from me why I'm here. But I love what's available to us to get educated and informed. There's just not enough of these conversations. There's just not enough of this, right? What gets you fired up, Doug?
Well, it's seeing people overcome, like it's the stories like yourself. We've got so many of those. And if we look at what's making people sick today, right? It's the toxic overloads. It's the amount of chemicals that they're taking in the body. It's the amount of things that they've, you know, through foods and through household cleaning supplies and personal care problems that are giving the bodies these toxic loads. So for us to be able to help people, A, understand that, and then offer solutions and offer alternative products, let's say, that don't have all of the things that are making people sick. So what gets me up in the morning, what gets me excited and has me working 16 to 20 hours a day every day is exactly what we're doing here right now. It's telling people the truth, for one. We're not sugarcoating anything today. We're not trying to create a whole new kind of world of like buy my program or buy this or buy that. It's understanding, A, how our body works, how supplementation works, and the natural things that people can do to regain their life. Yeah. And if I had the opportunity to do shows with you and shows like this all day, every day, and just tell people and help people through the challenges and the stuck places that they feel that they're in.
Yeah.
That's the calling.
Yeah. I love it. You know, I'm telling you, there are some things that today and the range of things that you all have created are of the highest. And that's really why I wanted to do this, because we have gone through many times and I'm really part of it, where I've tried to do something that wasn't as smart with silver. But you know what made me smile not too long ago? Sloan Kettering. You know the Sloan Kettering, the cancer place?
Mm-hmm.
When Sloan Kettering puts up an integrative medicine page, I mean, think about this. This is like crazy. And then has a silver page, and they're clear, but they're saying this is about benefits, side effects, and more, and they go through and they take you through it, and they're very clear about their language, because they know they're the Sloan people. They know if they say something that's just a little wacko, they're going to be like getting everybody on their case. But the way that they frame this for people and what they say about it, it's all here. But the fact that they are putting on their site anything like this that talks about immunostimulation, diabetes, AIDS, cancer treatment, infections. Cool language purported. Now, you have to know something about an institution like this. If they didn't believe in this, they wouldn't come 10 feet from it. But see, this is progress from when I started. And I think what you and I really do have a responsibility to talk about is how we're not doctors. We're not saying this is for everybody. We're saying you got to do your own homework. All I want to do with this is I want to bring you and your company to the table, because you produce the highest and the best.
Thank you.
That's what I'm doing.
Thank you.
That's what I'm doing. And, you know, and thank you for giving the discount. Thank you for paying forward that Dr. Putt 20%.
If we can help one life today in what we've done, it's worth it.
And that's what I'm talking about.
And silver seems to be that one substance that people look at as the last resort. I've tried this, I've tried that, I've tried this. Oh, fine, I'll finally try silver. And then all of a sudden we get a story like yourself, and we get so many tearful stories of change and people getting their lives back. It just, it's awesome.
Now, I am going to have Dr. Darvish come on and talk about the experience of it, but I will tell you what the 1-2 punch was for me, Doug, and maybe you can give me a little bit more information. The 1-2 punch was, and I am going to say it because I used it, and I can't tell you how many people, hospitals, doctors used this during COVID. We used it to clean our own ozone. Now, you don't breathe it in, people. Don't be trying to make your own science lab in your house. You please, don't do any of that. But that combination of, and Darvish was one of the first to use an on-demand frequency machine, ozone blood cleaning machine, which is highly popular today, in silver. And I don't know what she thought about or what she knew and how they'd work together, but it kind of is common sense, isn't it? Let me just be common sense on you, and you can correct all my bad common sense. But common sense says, what does ozone do? It like kills stuff. It was killing all the little crazy things going on in that blood, right? And if you kill a few of them, there you go. And this is not a medical show, so please. But that's my version as the patient. So we were doing some cleaning up. So how did we get that stuff out of my body? How did that stuff get magnetized to come flowing out of my body? You see, I only know why I'm alive today from where I sit in my perspective. Fast forward to where we are today, I'm going back to 04. But I'm telling you right now, even though you may not read about these things, that article I read from you talks about the fact that silver is used antiseptically in some ways. We know about this. What are we going to do to help people get more educated, understand, ask the right questions, and find a solution that doesn't give them low-grade, crazy products?
We're just going to have to keep telling the story. We're going to have to keep, you know, the interesting thing is we see so many amazing stories with our customers, and happy people tell happy people, right? And you're obviously a very happy person because you know, this has been an amazing show. But if we can continue to pay it forward, if we can continue to help people, we're going to pick up momentum. The big establishment giants against us are going to continue to do everything they can to, you know, put their thumbs on us and keep us small and keep us in a tight little corner. So the more we can refer to the research, the more that we can embrace people, the more that we can tell the stories, and the more that we can encourage people, I think the better we're going to be able to help so many more people make those positive changes and get back in control of their lives.
Yeah. And we're also saying, educate yourself. You got to read the articles. Read the articles that are good, that you like. Read the articles that you should read anyway, whether you like them or not. Get yourself informed, understand situations, and speak with somebody that you're working with, whether it's a doctor, a naturopath, it doesn't matter. You know, have a conversation about what's possible for you. There is more information, and I'm talking about the science now. There's more science out there. I got to go to the science. There's more science out there than before. And, you know, when I read articles about the anti-tumor activity of colloidal silver, when I can read this about breast cancer, when I can read an article, and by the way, that article, I'm referencing an article, 2010, people. That's a science report from 2010.
And let's rip apart some of this stuff on our next show.
Yeah, let's rip apart it.
There's some interesting stuff.
Let's do that, dog.
Perfect. I'm all in. But I think we can do that to get people to have that aha moment to say, okay, because in the tumor, and I'll just make it really quick, it's not that silver is actually destroying the tumor. It's not. It's that the silver is actually helping embrace the immune system, and it's actually cleansing the area around the tumor of the things that cause the tumor to grow so that the body can naturally take care of that tumor, because the body doesn't want the tumor and the body's naturally going to do it. So if we can embrace the immune system, then the body's going to take care of it. So a lot of these articles where people read that and say, okay, well, it's an anti-cancer, it's an anti-tumor.
No.
We've got to rip that apart and help people have some better aha moments, because then they'll be able to say, hey, I can use this for helping my body in such and such a way too.
Yeah. And you got to read this. So let me just say this. Thank you. I need to clarify this. When you go to read this article, and it is a research article, it's cancer research, there is a line called conclusions. Let me be very clear about what it says. Conclusion, the present study, 2010, November, the present study showed that colloidal silver might be a potential alternative agent for human breast cancer therapy. What? What? Doug? I didn't make that up. So that's the show we have to do, because we can pull articles that were used by people that had a negative effect from this. But when you read them, you read about how things were done and ingested. I'm not making this up. Present study 2010, present show the colloidal silver may have potential alternative agent for human breast cancer therapy. See, this is what gets me fired. See, you and I have one thing in mind. From a selfish point of view, it's saving my life. From a bigger point of view, it's saving other people's lives. And I have to tell you, I could not help other people. You know, we tried to get people to come from different parts of the country and come to do what we were doing. We didn't have the funds, we didn't have the resource, and we didn't have the science. But isn't that what gets you up every day? Mm-hmm. Aren't you here to help people have better lives?
100%. And yeah, like I'll be honest with you, I spend a lot of my day in tears, because you talk to somebody and you talk to somebody on day one, and like I say, I'm not a doctor, so I don't profess to be a doctor, and I'm going to say I'm a coach, right? But you hear somebody in that first day that you're talking to them, and they are stuck. Like they're in prison in their body. And you then talk to them a period of time later, and it's like, who is this? Like, you know? And they've just transformed themselves, and they are confident, they're happy, they're sleeping. You just hear it and feel it. You can't help but tear up, because, you know, A, you've been a part of that journey.
Yeah.
But it never, like, I guess the best thing I can say is it never lets me down. Right. It's fantastic that it gives me the ability to do what I do to help people. And then I know that it being kind of my wingman, it's there doing all the work. I just have to help be the cheerleader.
Yeah. And I, Doug and I can't say this enough. We're very clear on this. You need to work with somebody outside of yourself for this. We can't tell you enough. That I work with the naturopath and several other doctors, and I still do. And that's what Doug and I are saying. Most of the stories you hear are from people that are already working with doctors or others. And if you're like me, you are at the end of your rope. We're trying to educate you to educate yourself. And if you do get educated and educate yourself, my goal was to find the best of the best for you. That's it. Because some of y'all, you're buying some stuff out there that I'm just like, you're sending me some pictures of stuff. No, that's not what we're talking
about.
We'll
do an episode on truly how to identify good supplements from not good.
Yeah.
And we'll give some people some tricks on that. And
But they can go to your website. You've got a lot. You've got tons of information, and you've got a Facebook group. I mean, let's get people involved in plugging into what you're already putting out there, Doug. So what's the best way for people to do that?
hit up our website, www.emeolife.com, our YouTube channel, Emeo Life.
Emeo is with an E.
A-M-E-O-I-F-E. And yeah, Emeo, just for anybody wondering, what does Emeo mean? It means to love. So Emeo Life means to love life. And that's what we're here to do, is help ourselves and the people that we have the privilege of working with to help love life more.
All right. And now, one more time. How do people get the 20%? Just put Dr. Pat, or they can call you?
Dr. Pat, or give the phone number on the top of the website a call. I can't remember it off the top of my head. But yeah. If you go to the website, it's right there, 1-800-422-8148. Give us a call, and we are here to help. We're here to help make a difference. And I'll tell you, when somebody talks to our customer care team, we're a small family-run company that everybody in this company is here for a purpose, and that purpose is to help.
Yeah. And I want to thank you, Doug. Thank you for everything. On some of the other shows, we're going to have some really cool things we're going to show you. And for those of you out there, again, pick up the phone and call Doug. Because if you do that, their team will be able to answer all your questions. Today in this show, I wanted you to hear my personal experience. Everything I talked about today was from my personal experience. And you're hearing me say, I know I'm here for a couple of reasons. One, that angel Dr. Darvish showed up in my life, and she was willing to take on something that even the state of Washington wasn't willing to talk about, a form of Lyme disease that was so deadly it could never be predicted. In the world we live in today, it's called stage 4, and everybody knows what a stage 4 is. But I'm not dead. I have 3 gold medals. I have 2 brand new knees. And I'm telling you, that's why we're here, both of us. Thank you, Doug. Last message. What do you want to leave us with, personal message for today?
The only thing holding up your chance for getting better health is yourself. And we've had to do it. I've got a crazy story. You've got a crazy story. But we have to just take that first step and say, you know what? I'm not going to be this person anymore. I'm going to get beyond this. I'm going to regain control of my life. And we're here to help. Thank you so much for having me on today. And I look so forward to being here again in the near future.
Yep. And Doug, if they have questions, is there an email, or just call your office then? Is that the best way to do it?
Call the office. I'm usually never too far away. And like I say, we just want to be a part of the positive change that people are going to make in their lives.
Yep. Thank you all. And as I said before, get educated, get informed, speak to your doctors or your practitioner, whoever they are, and see what will work for you. We'll see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.